A new vice president. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Camps. There's change in leadership at the Tennessee Farm Bureau. As we reported yesterday, Eric Mayberry was elected president, and James Haskew of Marion County was elected vice president. Haskew farms more than 1,200 acres of row crops, 300 acres of hay, and has a 120-head commercial cow-calf operation and a value-added feed mill in South Pittsburgh. He says he's ready to serve an organization that's been a big part of his life for a long time.
Well, I'm greatly humbled and appreciate all the support and the encouragement that I've received just to seek that position. I've been a Farm Bureau member for 39 years. I remember my first PD meeting. It goes all the way back to when Mr. Barker was a District 3 director, which I just succeeded from.
Transitioning from the District 3 director position on the board, Haskew assures he's ready to take on his new role and responsibilities.
I'm representing the entire state now instead of just a small portion of the region of my state. But overall, you know, my job is not just to be the vice president. It's to be Mr. Mayberry's support team and be able to carry the information from the board back to Mr. Mayberry so he is aware of what needs to be done as he carries on the day-to-day jobs of running the Farm Bureau.
Haskew hopes to do his part to help make sure Tennessee Farm Bureau is strong heading into the next century.
I've just seen Farm Bureau be such an integral part of making sure that agriculture is heard. And without that, I think a lot of times agriculture would have been kind of sidetracked or maybe even omitted. Farm Bureau is a big part of my life. It has been since I was 21 years old when I joined the Farm Bureau. I'm just Farm Bureau proud.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.